Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Welcome into Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey.
Joffrey Reynolds.
Who is Joffrey Reynolds?
Running back, Calgary Stampeders.
Be sure to follow Mac on Twitter at MacJMorey25.
Four touchdowns, drops a 40-burger on me.
This is your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan. Here's the man, the myth, the Mac.
Oh yeah, music to my ears on a Sunday morning. How you living? How you doing? How you feeling? Mac Morey here with you on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Jacob Mustard behind the glass, running the whole damn thing for the next hour with you all. Fantasy Football Sundays, brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. We've got it all here. Listen, I'm going to go through the injury report. We're going to react to that, kind of try to navigate how to maneuver around all of these injuries that we're, listen, all of our fantasy teams are going through it, right? All of us as managers are dealing with this. Made a trade, now that guy he traded for is injured, right? You drafted someone high up, now he's injured, now you're dealing with a bench guy that you don't know as well, and you're trying to figure out how to get to the playoffs, because once you're in the playoffs, baby, anything can happen, and we're getting closer and closer. We're gonna go through panic watch. I'll run you through some players that are just my antenna's up about, right? We're monitoring. I'll go through max matchups. I'll run you through every game this Sunday, and including tomorrow night's game, which of course includes the Kansas City Chiefs. No game. It's a Chiefless Sunday today. And honestly, right here in Kansas City, it is a rainy, dreary, colder day. It's going to be a perfect day, baby. Foursquare, red zone. You do you. However you watch your football, cozy Sunday. Get a soup going. Get a chili going in the crock pot, maybe. I don't know. And then, of course, how we end this show is the same the last 20 minutes or so. Start or sit with you all, 913-586-7965. That is the number, the J Southland Tow Service text line number, 913-586-7965. So please, the last 15 or 20 minutes, all dedicated to you. Please text in all of your start or sit questions, and I will run through all of well, I'll answer them the best I can. That's all I'll say, right? So I can't promise it's always going to work out, but I do the very best I can to try and lead you in the right direction. So we will do that at the end of the show. Let's start with some injury report. As Adam Schefter tweeted out yesterday, A.J. Brown is going to miss today's game. Obviously, today we've got the Eagles headed up against the Giants. They host the Giants today at noon. From the 816, Mac is back. Yes, I never left. I'm here. I know last Sunday we weren't here for a noon Chiefs game. I think there's one more noon Chiefs game, maybe two. But either way, I think every Sunday we're going to be good to go. So don't you worry. I'm here. Garrett Wilson, not going to play for the Jets today. Second week in a row. That to me is either he's seriously injured or, hey, listen, our team sucks. We're the worst team in the league. We're going to give you rest. We might trade you. But either way, we're not going to risk you as an asset, as a talent, as a player right now on this dumpster fire of a squad. Ricky Pearsall for the Niners, Brock Purdy for the Niners, both going to be out today. Listen, the 49ers are an interesting subject. They just keep on winning. They keep on figuring it out. Kyle Shanahan is, listen, he runs, gosh, this scroller is sending me the wrong way on this computer. Kyle Shanahan runs a machine. He's a wizard. He knows how to work with whatever food is in the kitchen. He can prepare a magnificent meal with whatever is in front of him there. They play at Houston today at noon. Nico Collins, speaking of Houston, and Christian Kirk, both going to be out today as well. So that is an injury-ridden game here today at the high noon mark. Chris Godwin, Bucky Irving, both out still for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And they will take on the Saints today in New Orleans at 3:05. We will figure out how to go about the Bucs right now. I think Tampa Bay is still going to be a high-powered offense. And I'll give you a little tease here to Max Matchups and the rest of the show. I'm big on Kate Otten today. I've got Kate Otten on the whiteboard over in our in-station anytime touchdown challenge throughout the season. All of us put an anytime touchdown score with the odds, and it's like you're putting $10 on it. And so if you win, you get whatever you would have gotten for $10. If you don't, you go negative, right? So, and you keep track of that the whole season with all the guys in the station. I've got Kate Otten on the whiteboard. I've got real money on my DraftKings account on Kate Otten. And I've got him in a fantasy league as well. I think Kate Otten's going to be big today. I'll go through that Tampa Bay New Orleans Saints game later in Max Matchups and give you some of the other ways that I'm leaning. Roschon Johnson's going to be out. Cole Kmet also out for the Chicago Bears. Josh Palmer not going to play today for the Buffalo Bills. Calvin Ridley's going to be out. Dontavian Wicks tonight against the Steelers. A big game. Green Bay going up against Pittsburgh. Sadly, it is in Pittsburgh. I would like it to be in Green Bay. Just Aaron Rodgers' homecoming, I think, would provide a little bit more intensity. And Scotty Miller not going to play as well. Let's get to some panic watch, right? Let's talk about some players that I have noticed haven't maybe been the same as before, right, Mustard? Because this happens so often. Rome Odunze was the marquee player like that. The first few weeks of the season, you and I were talking about him like, damn, he is Chicago's number one. Caleb Williams has found his guy, right? And they're still winning games these past few weeks, but it hasn't been due to the offense. It's honestly been that defense, their special teams, and Ben Johnson knows how to run the pace of a football game. He knows how to dictate when they need to be risky, when they need to hold on the ball for longer. And frankly, their schedule hasn't exactly been a murderer's row. I believe 4-2 are the Chicago Bears. Rome Odunze had an amazing first month of the season, though. His target share was incredible. Here's his first read target rates the first four games before that bye week, right? 28, 38, 29, and 32% were his first read target rates. That just means, hey, Caleb Williams getting that snap, and the first thing he was looking to 30% of the time, sometimes almost 40% of the time, was Rome Odunze. That is now no longer the case. The two games following the bye, 17 and 19%. They've become a little bit more balanced, right? We're starting to see Loveland become incorporated a little bit more, although, wow, yeesh. Yeesh, Ryan Pace. Tyler Warren looks like a baller. Hey, everyone told you that for months before the draft. Tyler Warren's the number one tight end. They decided to zag, go get Colston Loveland again. I don't think that's a bad player, but Tyler Warren is the best tight end in the league, maybe? I don't know. That title's up in the air right now, but he is certainly in the running. So Rome Odunze is a guy that I have on my panic watch right now that I'm certainly monitoring to see, okay, which way is this going to go for Rome Odunze and the Chicago Bears? Alvin Kamara, listen, no Kendre Miller now. He tore his ACL, which, sad development, right? This is a guy second year out of TCU. He was on that national championship appearance team with Max Duggan and Quentin Johnston. Hadn't worked out. Dennis Allen and Kendre Miller hated each other. He finally is getting carries this year with his name's escaping me. I can picture his little round face. Kellen Moore. There it is. Kellen Moore. But they're playing a not good defense today for Alvin Kamara. Kendre Miller was getting those carries. Sorry, got off track with Kellen Moore's round face. Kendre Miller was starting to get carries. He was starting to look good. He was starting to look like the player that the Saints thought they had drafted. He tears his ACL. That now leaves more room open for Alvin Kamara because he was starting to eke into that snap count. Alvin Kamara has been in these trade rumors, these trade talks. Who knows which ways that is going to go. Either way, Kamara physically, eye test-wise, has looked maybe a little bit different. He's looked maybe a step lower, a step beneath what he was before. Mustard, is that fair?
Yeah, I mean, he's older.
He is?
I would say
30, right?
I'd say his Maybe age is finally starting to catch up with him, as well as a bad offensive line and a quarterback that defenses don't necessarily respect. So that probably all plays a little bit of a part in his slight decline. But like you said, no Kendre Miller now. Maybe not this week, but he's still a valuable fantasy asset when he plays.
I agree. I still think he's valuable. I don't think he's what we maybe thought he could be this season. And that's kind of my panic watch. I'm like, okay, I don't know if it's his ceiling as a player has dropped. I don't know if it's, like you said, the offensive line, the talent finally is just catching up to him. Like, listen, I'm still a great player, but I need things around me. I can't do everything by myself anymore, because he is exactly 30 years old. Listen, for our purposes, it doesn't really matter what it is. What matters is he has not been that guy. We need him to be that guy today. The defense in the Bucs is not great. When you talk about trade deadline needs, Tampa Bay Buccaneers are looking all defense right now. They are looking to help their defensive line. They're looking to help out their secondary. Alvin Kamara should be able to find some creases, find some usage, find some holes here. Chuba Hubbard, listen, I talked about it with Bink, Jay Binkley, our guy Jay Bink, the Binkster, out in the bullpen, right? About, hey, listen, man, Rico Dowdle, Chuba Hubbard, which way are we headed? We talked about it. By the way, you can hear Jay Binkley 10 to noon live right after me on After Hours. I'll join him for the first 10 minutes, I believe, of the show for a little thing he likes to call Mac Tech. But Chuba Hubbard, man, listen, he's no longer the guy. 2 weeks with Rico Dowdle, he exploded. Last week, Chuba Hubbard's back with Rico Dowdle. Dowdle led in the snap count. Dowdle was in when they were in the red zone. Chuba Hubbard at this point, to me, is a play today. But you're hoping for red zone touches. You're hoping for a touchdown, because I don't think the volume is going to be there. I mean, sometimes it straight up just is quantity over quality with this. And honestly, Rico Dowdle might be both. I think he's quantity, and I think he's a damn good back. Hubbard's good back, too. Like, Kansas City, he'd be the best back here in Kansas City, I believe. But Rico Dowdle is proving that he might just be on a different echelon here. Justin Jefferson, ugh. It's so sad to say, right? One of my favorite players to watch, one of the best players in all of the National Football League. You could argue, make a case that he may be the best non-quarterback in the National Football League, right? But it just hasn't been there to the extent that we'd want it. 10 and 11 targets these two past weeks, 5 and 7 catches, 79 and 74 yards, was unable to get in the end zone, and has been unable to get in the end zone all season besides week one. Justin Jefferson, one touchdown this week, or this season, only one game over 17 points in fantasy football, half PPR. So, of course, those stats would be juked a little bit up for full PPR. But either way, you're talking about a first-round pick. You're talking about a $50 to $60 player. And if he's not consistently getting you 17 to 25 points, that's a problem. He hasn't been. He's been that 10 to 15 guy, certainly a wide receiver two flex option. But as the Vikings continue to struggle with finding their main guy under center, Justin Jefferson will also continue to struggle to find those consistent targets and having that ball right in between that 1 and the 7, which is where we need it to be right now for Justin Jefferson if you are a Jefferson owner. Listen, the Vikings today, trying to remember their matchup here. Oh, yeah, they already played, obviously, yeah. So we'll see what happens next week with them. Was not a good showing on Thursday night. I guess I had already blocked that out of my memory. Yikes. Sidebar, still don't think the Chargers are great. I have not been impressed with them. Still don't think the Broncos are great. Have not been impressed with them. So we'll continue to watch the AFC West, because it's tight. It's tight. The Chiefs played with their food a little bit too much at the beginning of the season. Of course, dealt with injury, dealt with suspension, and they're going to be fine. They're going to win this division. Broncos played the Cowboys today in Denver at Mile High, 325 today. That could be a fantasy explosion of a game. Listen, some guys you could get in a pinch today if you're waking up going, ooh, I don't like the way my roster looks. I missed waiver wire. I'm panicking. I don't know what to do. I didn't notice this buy. This guy's injured out of nowhere. What do I do, Matt? Kyle Manungai, under 40% rostered in ESPN, running back for the Chicago Bears. A touchdown, 80 yards last week. He played 45% of the snaps last week. I think he's ticking up. DeAndre Swift is trending down. Kyle Manungai is a guy I would feel confident about adding in a pinch today if I were you. The Chicago Bears go against the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens at noon today in Baltimore. Tyler Algier, he's like 30% rostered, and he's just a really good player. Listen, I know he's on the Falcons behind the best running back in all of the NFL right now in Bijan Robinson. They play the Miami Dolphins today. Tyler Algier does get usage. He does get usage sometimes in the red zone, depending on when he spells Robinson. He came in questionable to this week, but he's going to play. I think this is a guy who could get a touchdown. If you are desperate, he's a flex option to me. And then Troy Franklin, 40% rostered on ESPN leagues. He plays a bottom five fantasy defense in Dallas today. Like we just talked about it, that's going to be a fantasy matchup to me. Denver, Dallas, that could be 35 to 38. Like very likely, because I don't think, like we talked, including me, right? We talked about Denver's defense being this gauntlet, being this, you know, intimidating unit. And they just haven't been. They've got a great pass rush. They can get to the quarterback. But Dak Prescott's been elite. Like, frankly, he's been maybe the best, most efficient quarterback in the league. I'd take 15 any day, obviously. I think Patty Mahomes has been the MVP. But Dak Prescott has been nothing short of incredible. So Troy Franklin, again, in that matchup, going to be solid. He had 10 targets last week and a touchdown. So Troy Franklin, another guy, if you're waking up this morning a little bit in panic mode, going, okay, what am I going to do? That's a guy that you could possibly pick up. Make sure you're texting into the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. That is the number that I'll be using to answer all of your questions at the end of the show. The last 15, 20 minutes is our text start or sit segment. So 913-586-7965. 913 saying, I'm scared of Kamara. Stay away. Yeah, listen, man, I get you. That's why he's on our panic watch. I understand where you're at right now. Little tease here, 417, Darnell Mooney or Tez Johnson. Why not? Let's go Tez Johnson. Let's do it. Mustard nodding his head. I like it, dude. Let's go Tez Johnson. Darnell Mooney has been nothing but frustrating and inconsistent, just like this next text from the 816, DJ Moore or Terry McLaurin, full PPR. 816, you're going to have to wait. I can't answer it now. You're going to have to wait till the end of the show. Start or sit. The last 20 minutes is all dedicated to you guys. Make sure you text your questions in now. Mustard will file them in at the bottom of our dock, and we will answer them, because coming up next is Max Matchups. I'm going to walk you through every game this Sunday, including Monday Night Football, where the Kansas City Chiefs do take on the Washington Commanders. No Jaden Daniels. They host him at Arrowhead tomorrow, Monday Night Football. You can hear our guy, Josh Briscoe, go live around 4 o'clock for the Chiefs Radio Network pregame show. And, of course, he'll be followed up by Josh Klingler, Danon Hughes, and, of course, the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Make sure you're tuned in and locked on to 96.5 The Fan. It's your home for the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's your home for Fantasy Football Sundays with Jacob Mustard and Mac Morey for the next 45 minutes. We'll be back after this break.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. Maintain X was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With Maintain X, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on Maintain X because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try Maintain X free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's time for Max Matchups.
You know, I haven't swiped right on 500 men.
This is Fantasy Football Sunday with Mac Morey on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5, The Fan.
Damn right, 9:19 on a Sunday morning. Getting ready for another beautiful Sunday of football. Maybe not beautiful weather outside here in Kansas City. A little dreary, a little cold, a little rainy. That don't matter. Better weather to get on that couch and watch some football and hopefully watch your fantasy football team reach another victory in the season. And hopefully I can help you do that here. Max Matchups. Remember, Fantasy Football Sundays with Jacob Mustard and myself, Mac Morey. Brought to you by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. You can listen to us on the Odyssey app. You can listen to us on your radio for 96.5 The Fan. Of course, you can find us on Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. Watch us live on the stream. You can see my beautiful face as I run through all of these matchups and, of course, Max Matchups. And make sure and text in your start or sit questions. Also, in the last 15 or 20 minutes, dedicated to you, catered to the listener, which is you guys, answering all of your start or sit text questions. 913-586-7965 is the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. 913-586-7965. Let's start with the noon games. Dolphins at Falcons. The big question here is Jalen Waddle. Almost put him in my panic watch. Listen, it's all fairly obvious with Jalen Waddle right now as far as he is the number one target. You should start him. He was really starting to do well here. But then he had one catch for 15 yards against the Browns last week.
Can I make an interjection?
Of course.
I was going to say, I'm not necessarily panicked on Jalen Waddle. I am, however, panicked on Tua turn the ball over.
Yeah. Oh, and I've been there. Tua sucks. Tua's ass. And if you want to have a bigger panic conversation, the Miami Dolphins should be panicking. Because guess what? I believe he's $90 million on the dead cap next season. You've got to keep this guy. Unless you're ready to open up those pockets.
That's an insane number.
It's absurd, dude. They're screwed. And in turn, your fantasy football teams with Jalen Waddle might be screwed too. One catch, 15 yards. I know the Cleveland Browns have a solid defense, but come on. Come on, man. And then he's saying, I can't see over my offensive line. Most QBs can't. Most QBs can't. That's part of it. You're shorter, so it's harder. But do you hear that from Baker Mayfield? Do you hear that from Drew Brees ever in his Hall of Fame career? No. Stop it. I don't want to hear that. So listen. He had one catch for 15 yards. I think you've probably got to start him. Most teams, if you have Waddle, you probably have to. Personally, I would try and steer clear. I would try and find another option. I don't think he's a wide receiver one or two right now. I do think he's a flex. So I think that kind of leaves you open the option of, okay, maybe he's a little easier to replace. Everything else in this matchup is obvious to me. I'm giving Kirk Cousins a desperate start. If I'm in a desperate situation, I think Kirk Cousins is going to play well today. I really do. I think last season was a little bit of a mirage. He was coming back from a really bad injury on a new team and with a mangled, beat up, not great offensive line. Like, yeah, of course he didn't look great. It was a lot. And I think he'll look better against just a terrible team, a terrible defense. And this team is... Mike McDaniel's gone. Tua needs to be gone. They got a clean house. Tyreek Hill, whenever he comes back and he's healthy, they're going to try and trade him. They'll send him off. The Dolphins are cooked. Bears at Ravens. Listen, I talked about Kyle Manungai and guys you could maybe get in a pinch. Manungai and Swift, to me, are both guys you could start today. They're pretty much splitting 50-50 at this point. I think Manungai was somewhere in the 45-ish percent snap rate last week. had 80 yards and a touchdown. DeAndre Swift is still going to be their guy a lot of the time on third down, I think. And he can do it all just like Kyle Manungai. I think you still have to start Roma Dunze. He was on our panic watch. The first month of the season was awesome. These last 2 weeks of play for them have been despicable. If it doesn't happen this week with Roma Dunze, I think you've got to audible. I think you've got to find another option. In turn, and you can tell me what you think about this, Mustard, if Roma Dunze goes off this week, maybe this is a solid trade piece. Maybe you read the tea leaves and say, okay, the Ravens are terrible. They're a bottom 10 defense. They don't have Lamar Jackson. There's going to be a lot of fortunate opportunities for this Bears offense today. Maybe he gets two touchdowns, has six catches, and you say, sweet, let's send him off.
Would you pivot Rome to, I know he's currently injured, but a Garrett Wilson? Would you make that pivot to kind of tear up on a bad offense?
I like the way you're thinking. I don't know if Garrett Wilson's the name, but I like that way you're thinking. A name that's a tier above, but injured, in a worse situation, has, you know, something like that. Yeah, find a way to hedge that in your favor, because I think Roma Dunze could have a good week this week. And if he doesn't, okay, well then, yeah, you've clearly have to audible. But this could be a sell high. This could be a sell high. The Bears scheduled, honestly, it is not easy. This was a game on the schedule that was like, ooh, at Baltimore. Obviously, the season, the NFL season changes so drastically week to week. And it didn't take long for the Ravens season to be pretty much cooked. Thanks to Lamar Jackson still not playing this week. Super weird. Super weird that he's still not going to be playing. Lots of question marks there. DJ Moore, right now he's a flex. Super frustrating situation there with him. Jets at Bengals. Breece Hall is a start even after these last 2 weeks. Listen, I know it has been just disgusting for Breece Hall, but listen, like, I think he's going to get traded, and I think that the Bengals have a really bad deep. Like, I think this is, might be, I'd have to look at the Jets schedule and look at all the context surrounding each matchup, but legitimately, this could be Breece Hall's first favorable matchup of the season. I think their offensive line might actually be able to get some push. I think Breece Hall might have some holes. I think the game script is obviously going to lead towards Breece Hall. And the Cincinnati defense sucks. No Garrett Wilson, as we've mentioned. Mason Taylor at tight end, good start. And then, yeah, no surprises with Cincinnati. Like Joe Flacco, you could totally give a start if you needed it. And then, of course, you know, Chase, T. Higgins, and then Chase Brown. You're starting those guys. Buffalo Bills at the Carolina Panthers. I think this is a big bounce-back game for the Bills offense. I still think it's going to be a fun game just overall because the Panthers are kind of fun, too. Like, they know how to score points. Andy Dalton is starting in place of Bryce Young today. Hot take. Don't know how hot it is. I think their offense is going to be better with Andy Dalton.
Would you say Andy Dalton or Justin Fields since Tyrod's out? I was going to go the backup quarterback route, but
yeah,
I guess technically Fields is
for,
right now.
For fantasy, you have to go Justin Fields still. But for football, Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah. Got to get the, what was, Red Rifle?
The Red Rifle. Red Rocket, I think, is something a little different. Red Rifle, though, he will be playing today in place of Bryce Young, and I think he's going to be better. Book it. That's one of my takes today, one of Max takes today. I'm starting Tet McMillan. We talked a little bit about Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle. Rico Dowdle is a smash RB1. Chuba Hubbard is a flex at best. But again, I'm hoping for a red zone touch and a touchdown. Like, that's kind of where Chuba Hubbard's at. He's fallen from grace. Rico Dowdle's the guy right now. 49ers at Texans. Texans are screwed. You heard me. Houston, we have a problem, right? CJ Stroud looked like ass. Nico and Kirk, they are now not going to be playing today. If you didn't hear that, Christian Kirk and Nico Collins both out today. Set your fantasy lineups accordingly. I think the Texans are done. I thought maybe they figured something out when they had a couple easy games against the Ravens, and there was another, you know, just dumpster fire team they played 2 weeks in a row, and they looked okay. But I think it's over. I think Kittle's going to score today for the 49ers. I would start him. It's tight end day. Hey, if you didn't know, let's go. It's tight end day. So George Kittle, I think, is going to do well. I've got him for over 40 yards. I also think he's going to get in the end zone today. 40 yards is obviously extremely conservative. He could easily have 70 yards and a touchdown today. Browns at Patriots. Our guy Mustard, I was telling him about some of my bets. A little inside baseball. It's like, all right, man, here's some of my parlays. I texted him one last night because I think the Patriots are going to win today. I've got them -7 against the Cleveland Browns. And Mustard said, seven's a lot of points, bro. Seven's a lot of points. Which, I mean, I'm thinking about this matchup. I'm thinking about, okay, in what football terms can, what can Cleveland do? It's at New England. And I'm clueless, Mustard. I like Quinshon Judkins. He's played really well in the last two games. I'd give him a start today on your fantasy football teams. But what else am I missing with this matchup?
I think ultimately it is a very strong defensive line going up against a rookie left tackle, which is probably going to be where Myles Garrett is lined up against. And while Will Campbell has looked really good this year, it's not necessarily – I mean, you still – you're gonna chip. It's Myles Garrett. You got to deal with him. And if Drake May takes a couple sacks, I mean, we talked about it last week. He took four against the Titans after Simmons got one, but even after he left in the middle of the second quarter. So it's just a, I don't know. It could be a dogfight. It could be a game script where the Patriots win by three on a field goal. Like it's. It could be one of those, but it also could easily be a blowout.
I'm getting pessimistic panic fan vibes over there. That's what I'm getting. I'm getting a little bit of, I'm not fully ready to buy in that my team is playoff and not contender, but division contender worthy. I think the New England Patriots are that. I think they're going to have a great day offensively. Drake May, over 200 yards passing. They're going to win by at least 7 points. Stephon Diggs, play him. Kayshon Booty in deep leagues, give him a play. I'm in on the Patriots today.
Yeah, and I am out on Travion Henderson.
Yep. It's over. That's done.
It's unfortunate.
What's his name got playing time over him in the last fourth quarter?
Jennings.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, he might be RB3 now, even though Stevenson has coughed it up to the other team as many times as he can, trying to tell Vrabel he's not the RB1.
Did you see the clip of Vrabel and Jennings?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. We found our fit, what did he say, fit down back or something?
Yeah, like exactly. We found our fifth down back. We found our, you know, it was just like, oh, okay. So Henderson's done. He has not given whatever he's needed to give to show Vrabel I'm the guy. He's not proven it. So, hey, this is why it's so hard to judge, man, because go back 2 months ago to preseason, Mustard, he was the belle of the ball. He was the talk of the town. Travion Henderson was the next Jahmyr Gibbs. He was explosive. He was electric. The Patriots were going to lean on this guy come week 4 or 5. I was just saying, be patient. Well, if you're an undefeated team, if you're a 7-1, 6-1 team, whatever it is, and you've got Henderson on your bench, keep him there. That's completely fine. By playoffs, it may still happen. By week 15, it may still happen. But man, my hope percentage has fallen drastically. Plummeted. Cratered.
Well, and I think, just to harp on it a little bit more,
yeah.
They face, in the playoffs, they do face the fantasy playoffs, the Bills, Ravens, and Jets. So, three favorable defenses to go up against.
Yeah, I like that a lot. The Patriots are a team you could key in on, and if you are a good team with Henderson on your bench, you could stash him still and hope that he does explode like we have all prophesized this whole season. Giants at Eagles. Listen, Jackson Dart is a start in my books. I think you still have to do that. I think there's going to be garbage time opportunity. 816, Mac, why do you keep saying Mustard? Jacob Mustard is the producer of this show, and he also produces After Hours, which you can hear with Jay Binkley from 10 to noon right after this show. He will be live for 2 hours walking you through what happened yesterday, an electric day of college football, and of course, what you're about to embark upon today with some beautiful Sunday games ahead of us. So that is my guy Mustard over there on the other side of the glass, and he's extremely knowledgeable when it comes to fantasy football. Listen, I think the Eagles get a solid win here. Listen, but I think this is still an opportunity for Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo for some garbage time stuff, especially Jackson Dart. This Eagles offense is freaking weird, man. I mean, it's it is a 17-14 game, or it's Justin or Jalen Hurts throwing for 350 yards and four touchdowns, right? Devontae Smith with two tutties, I believe, last week. A.J. Brown over 100 yards and a touchdown last week. It was a great offensive day through the air. The running game, I mean, honestly, if you want to talk about their offense and really where I'm at, Saquon Barkley has not been the same person. So I'm think he's going to have a good game here because this is up against his former team. And he didn't have a great game against the Giants the first time around a couple weeks ago. The last 2 weeks have been weird for Saquon. But the first game, I'm trying to find out what it was. I can't remember what he scored there, Mustard. But either way, he hasn't scored over 16 points in half PPR all season, Saquon Barkley. Like, again, this is on the Justin Jefferson line of, this is my first overall pick. This is a $50 to $60 player, and he hasn't scored over 16 points in half PPR. He's got to be 20 points every other week to really get the full bang for your buck.
Do you know what rank he is in half PPR? Geez,
what is he?
He is 15th, which 15th. Is not what you want from your either first, second, third, or fourth pick in the draft.
Yeah, and you'd be lucky if you got him fourth, honestly. For the way he was talked about this whole offseason in your drafts, if he went fourth, I would have been surprised in a redraft league. He has not lived up to it at all. 15th overall running back, man.
Yeah, and in half PPR, he is averaging 12.06.
I still think he has a good game today. I think he gets in the end zone against New York. Obviously, you have to play him, but that is someone else that we're monitoring on Panic Watch right now. Like, if you're a team that's kind of in the playoffs or teetering and you've got Saquon on your team, you're going, okay, if he can become Saquon, I'm in. That's really where you're at. If he can start to become, but listen, it's not just Barkley. The offensive line isn't the same. Defenses are keying up that offense differently this season. They're kind of forcing them to have Jalen Hurts beat them. Hey, we're going to stack the box. Are you actually going to be able to hit these receivers? Are you going to be able to drop plays that get the ball out in time? Jalen Hurts, as I've said frequently on these airwaves, overrated quarterback. Over to the 3 o'clock slate. Hey, three games in the 3 o'clock slate. Thanks, NFL. We love it. Why? What are we doing?
It's enough games for baffling. It's enough games for your red zone quad box with commercials.
Yeah, exactly. With commercials. Yeah, exactly. I just went through 70-11 games for the noon, and then I've got three games. One of which is Titans Colts. Which, by the way, we can start there. There's no surprises. Start who you start with the Colts, right? For the Titans, steer clear completely. Besides Tony Pollard, he's around 10 points a game. He's going to get you that 8 to 12. He might get a touchdown. Probably not, because they're probably not going to get past the 40.
Yeah, I think the only confusion right now is with Tajay Spears back. Who is going to get the receiving work? And especially against the Colts, they're probably going to be down big and having to throw the ball a lot. So we'll see this week which one of the two gets the receiving down work.
Yeah, and that to me right there makes me think more Tajay Spears. And if you think about the future of this team, Tajay Spears is going to be on this team next year. Tony Pollard will not. So that's another reason that maybe Tajay Spears is a play for a desperate flex. You know, I don't know. But if you cannot start a Tennessee Titan, don't start a Tennessee Titan. From the 816, Waddle or Debo? Oh, it just said Bob and OP. I was thinking that's Fesco, but he's a 913 number. He almost got me there. I thought you were Fesco there for a second, 816. Hey, but that's a good tease right there. Be making sure to text in all of your questions. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number. For the last 20 minutes of the show or so, I will be answering all of your questions. Bucks at Saints, no surprises there. I think Egbuka is a smash start with all the injuries that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are dealing with right now. Chris Olave, listen, still start him. I don't think he's going to be traded. I think that's a bunch of hooey. And then Alvin Kamara, you obviously still have to start him. I do think he's a flex option at this point. He is on panic watch, but the Kendre Miller ACL tear does leave open more touches for our guy 41. Cowboys at Broncos. We're on George Pickens watch with CeeDee Lamb back, but this is still a smash start for everyone. Everyone that you would normally start from these teams, do it times two, because I think this is a high scoring game. Truthfully, that's where I'm at. I think you're going to have Cowboys and Broncos. I think it's a nice day in Denver. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. We got Packers at Steelers tonight, man. What do you think about this game, Mustard? I keep going back and forth on this game, how to bet this game, how to think about this game from a fantasy perspective. What do you think? Steelers hosting the Green Bay Packers.
I wish this was in Lambeau.
Me too. Me too.
I mean, it's going to be a tough one. I think your notable starts are going to be Metcalf and Warren for the Steelers. I would kind of steer clear. I mean, I'd steer clear of any other wide receiver like we kind of have all season. I think it could be a really big game for the tight ends once again. I mean, National Tight End Day, they scored 3 touchdowns for the tight ends last week. Each one of them caught a tutty. And it's Aaron Rodgers and his revenge game. We could see some magic tonight.
We could. This could be this could be a classic. And it could be a 31-28 classic, or it could be a 16-14 classic. But either way, I think we're going to get a great, great game. For the 8-1-6, I think Aaron will have to come back from a deficit, and he will, but it'll still come up short. I could see that, right? It is at home. That does help their chances against what I still believe to be a very formidable Green Bay Packers team. DK, obviously, you mentioned it. Josh Jacobs, obviously, right? Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers. I would start both these guys today. Hopefully we get an awesome jersey swap after the game. That's what I'm hoping for. I know Jordan Love's mentioned it. That would be a legendary jersey swap there. So Packers at Steelers, no big surprises there. And then Commanders at Chiefs. Listen, I think if you're in a 2QB league, Mariota's a desperation start. He's going to get rushing yards. He's going to have rushing attempts. They're going to be down. They're going to be passing. You could see drop 8 coverage from the Kansas City Chiefs just kind of pulling back, and that leave a lot of open green grass for Mariota to pick up garbage chunks yards, right? Like, that's the way that works a lot of the time. So other than that, Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel both are going to play Monday night against the Kansas City Chiefs, which, of course, you can listen to live right here on 96.5 The Fan. Starting at 4 o'clock, our guy Joshua Briscoe will get you going with his Chiefs Radio Network pregame and postgame show. Mitch Holtis, Danon Hughes, Josh Klingler will walk you through everything else during the game. The one place to be for the Chiefs, 96.5 The Fan. Your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's also your home for Fantasy Football Sundays, and it's your home for you. 913-586-7965 is the Jay Southland Tow Service text line phone number. Start or sit. It's coming up next. Make sure you tune in and make sure you ask your questions. I'll do my best to answer them right after this break.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey-to-30-sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
Start or sit.
Woo, yeah. Fantasy Football Sunday live right here, 9:45 a.m., 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs. Start or sit right here on Fantasy Football Sundays, which, of course, is brought to you by Twin Peaks Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views. 913-586-7965. You've got about 10 or 15 minutes to ask any of your start or sit questions. Listen, I've got two open spots, but I've got these three guys, or I've got two QBs. I don't know which one to do. I'm dealing with these injuries. Whatever it is, now is the time to text in your questions, and we will go through each one. My guy, Mustard, Jacob Mustard, my producer, my friend, a great guy, is writing them all down, and him and I are both going to tag team this and try and help you out the best way that we can. We'll get to each and every one of them. So make sure, again, to ask all of your questions. 913-586-7965 is the J Southland Tow Service text line. And you can listen to us answer them all, or you can watch us answer them all as well on our YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, or Facebook account at TheFan965. Make sure you watch the show as well. You can watch Jay Binkley on After Hours as well right after this. He's live from 10 to noon. Right here on 96.5 The Fan. Let's get to it. Start or sit, DJ Moore or Terry McLaurin? This is a full PPR league. Listen, DJ Moore scares me. I'm unhappy with the inconsistencies over there on that offense. I don't know which way they're leaning right now. There's so many things up in the air, from DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai to, is Rome Odunze going to be this guy? Where's Colston Loveland at? Everything is up in the air with the Chicago Bears offense as far as fantasy football is concerned. I think Terry McLaurin, even with Marcus Mariota, is more of a sure thing, and he's going to be prioritized on Monday night.
Yeah, and I mean, the reason that I would lean Terry is the fact that it's full PPR. He's going to be the first read of Mariota. It's your backup QB. I know Mariota's a good starter.
He's solid.
But he is still going to look for that first read, and it will be McLaurin.
It will be T-Mac. It just will. And he's a better player, I think. I don't know. I don't want to say that. Frankly, it doesn't matter. I think T-Mac's the way to go. This one is an interesting text. Listen, we talked about Saquon Barkley being a little bit of a letdown, a disappointment, an unfortunate circumstance where it's the classic. He was the top overall pick, the most expensive guy in your FOB leagues, and he hasn't gone over 16 points in half PPR all season. But this text is a little bit much here. And listen, I understand that you're coming from it from an anxious point of view, but Barkley or Waddle at the flex is not... come on. Listen, I told Mustard I'd be nice, but come on, what are we doing? No. Barkley. Barkley's floor is Waddle's ceiling. Barkley's floor is still like 12, 13 points. Like, right? Like, if Waddle had 12 or 13 points, you'd be stoked. Saquon Barkley all the way. And listen, again, I know that you're anxious, you're struggling with it. This is not a question. Saquon Barkley. Nick Chubb versus San Francisco. Justice Hill at home versus the Ravens. I'm thinking Chubb, but what say you? I agree. Yeah, I agree. I'd go Nick Chubb. Don't love either one, but I'd go Nick Chubb. Justice Hill has the chance for that 50-yard touchdown if you're really going ceiling, need all the points. But yeah, give me Nick Chubb for that consistency in that floor. Should I pick up Fields and drop Rodgers? I'm waiting for Kyler Murray to come back. Drop Aaron Rodgers? No. Aaron Rodgers has been really good in fantasy. I wouldn't do that. I've been all in on Justin Fields this whole season. I get it. I was preaching to you guys before the season. This is the time. This is the time. I felt pretty good after the first couple weeks. Felt like, hey, Max Stradamus, here I am. Hasn't worked out. That team that offense, all the vibes are down in the dumpiest of dumps. I would stay away from that. Another text, if Drake London is ruled out, should I flex Chuba Hubbard or Xavier Worthy? I think Xavier Worthy. This is some Chiefs glasses. Fine, but Mustard with his Patriots glasses can tell me how crazy this sounds. The Chiefs are at worst a top five offense, and at best they're a top one offense, starting last week with Rashee Rice healthy.
I would say so, and you guys have been kind of talking about it all week. It's like, do we know who is going to get these targets? There's going to be quite a bit of targets, and it's going to go, the volume's going to be spread around.
100%.
But with Worthy, you always have that deep shot, big play ability, and he can also take a jet sweep to the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the thing. Huge, big play ability, and frankly, I still think at worst he's our third option. Maybe he's the second option. The way you can think about it, guys, is there's 40 throws. Let's say there's 40 attempts from Patrick Mahomes. 10 are going to Rashee Rice, let's just say. Let's just book 10 to Rashee Rice. He's the number one target, and there's no question. Let's give 6 to Kelsey. Let's give 4 to Juju. You're at 20 targets. You still got 20 more targets. Hollywood Brown, let's say he gets 5. Let's give 2 to Noah Gray. Let's give 4 to all the running backs. Right there, where that was 6, 10. You still got 10 or 9 more targets to give out. A lot of those could go to Worthy.
Yeah, probably have 1 or 2 shots to Thornton.
Thornton, maybe. Yeah, maybe he gets 3. You've still, at worst, got 6 or 7 targets for Xavier Worthy. That's just like some simple math, and obviously things could go crazy. Noah Gray could get 8, right? That's never going to happen, but it could. You don't know. This offense is crazy, but either way, Xavier Worthy, to me, is that safer option. And frankly, you could consider playing him over Drake London even. Waddle or Debo from our guy Bob and OP. I think you got to go Debo, but it is close because of the matchup for Miami today, but I'm still going to go with Debo Samuel. Khalil Shakir versus Carolina or Debo Samuel versus the Chiefs. I'm going to go Khalil Shakir. I think this is a bounce back game for the Buffalo Bills. I think they're going to look good, efficient, and I think Shakir is going to be a part of the plan. Hunter Henry or George Kittle. Hey, it's tight end day. So this is tough. This is going to be good. Both these guys could score. I'm more in on George Kittle today. It's going to be a fun game against the Houston Texans defense that just can do a little bit of everything. Frankly, if that Houston Texans offense could be comparable, could be 60% of what the defense has been, we'd be talking about a different Houston Texans team. But it hasn't been. I think there could be a chance for a turnover for San Francisco's defense as well, in turn giving that offense some really good field position. I like George Kittle to score a touchdown today and for at least 40 or 50 yards. Another texter, hit by the injury bug, need a starting quarterback. Rodgers, Dart, or Kirk Cousins? Cousins, by the way, is a start in some leagues. I'm not against starting Kirk Cousins today. I do think he will play well. Again, I do think he will play well. I think you're going to go Aaron Rodgers, though. Jackson Dart's got that rushing ability. I think they might get their ass kicked against the Eagles today. I really do. I hope I'm wrong, and I totally could be because the Eagles are extremely... They may be the hardest team to kind of predict and decide which way it's going to go. Only a few more minutes, 913-586-7965 to get locked in for an answer on the text line during the start or sit text segment, 913-586-7965. Judkins, Javonte Williams, and Debo still need one or need to sit one. Yeah, I mean, stick with the hot hands, right? Judkins and Javonte Williams here, right, Mustard?
I would say so. I mean, Debo has a chance, especially if there's some garbage time and they're trying to throw the ball around and desperation points for the Commanders. But like you said, I think we can stick with the hot hand.
Wandale Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, or Jaylen Waddle can start one. Man, don't love any of these. I think you've got to go best player here. Go Jaylen Waddle. Then you got to go Waddle. Don't love it, but that's what you got to do. Ferguson, Matthew Golden, Troy Franklin, and Standard. Wow, I might say Ferguson. I know it's crazy because he's a tight end. Matthew Golden's questionable. I don't like that. And I don't like his volume. It's been so wonky. Troy Franklin, it's Troy Franklin or Ferguson. That's what I can do for you. It's one of those two. Stick with that matchup. Broncos, Cowboys, one of those two. That's all I can tell you. Dart or May, go Drake May. George Pickens or Devontae Smith. Pickens. Let's stick with that matchup. Again, I'm sticking with this Broncos-Cowboys matchup. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And I think that's where you can make some money today, both in the sports books and in your fantasy football leagues. Breece Hall or Isaiah Pacheco. Listen, I know the past 2 weeks, and I mentioned earlier, have been rough for Breece Hall, but this is a good matchup against the Cincinnati Bengals for him. I mentioned this may be his only favorable matchup of the whole freaking season. I think if you're a Breece Hall owner, you have to play him today. You have to give him one more chance. If you spent the draft capital, if you spent the fob, you've got to do it.
He's also due for a touchdown.
Most he's due for anything.
Most touches without a touchdown this season. Breece Hall, 118.
Oh, God. Just so infuriating. McMillan or Adunze, PPR. Damn, dude. Adunze. I don't like it. Adunze. Barkley, Williams, Scadaboo, White, sit one. Williams, Javonte Williams, is that what he's meaning, Mustard? Okay, I'd start Barkley, I'd start Javonte, and I'd start Rashad White. I'd sit Cam Scadaboo today. I think I would. That's tough, but that's a good foursome right there. Pitts or Fannin, also Love or Rodgers. Ooh, you got Love or Rodgers going up against each other. How that's fun. That's fun. Let's go Kyle Pitts today. I think Kirk Cousins is going to look to him a lot. And let's go Jordan Love. Woody Marks or Zay Flowers in the flex, PPR league, KC Kurt. Thanks for texting in, KC Kurt. Let's go Woody Marks, just because I'm not confident in whatever's happening in Baltimore on offense. Ted McMillan or Joe Flacco in my super flex league. Let's go Joe Flacco. Why not? Yeah, let's go Joe Flacco. Full PPR, Adunze or Sutton. Let's give Adunze one more. No. Against this matchup, you're right. Cortland Sutton, you're right. I'm going to be consistent there. Let's go Cortland Sutton, full PPR. Elik Amanor or Jerry Jeudy, PPR. Let's go Jerry Jeudy. Anything to stay away from the Tennessee Titans. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you guys. It's been a wonderful Sunday, and it will be again next week. And hey, guess what? It's not over here on 96.5 The Fan. You've still got Jay Binkley coming up for After Hours live for 2 hours. You can make sure and watch him too live on YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Facebook. Find me on Twitter, MacJMorey25. DM me any of your questions, at me on Twitter, any of your questions for today concerning fantasy football. I'll try and lead you in the right direction. Jacob Mustard, Mac Morey, Fantasy Football Sunday. Thanks for tuning in. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less.
Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Graybar helps you install faster and smarter with kitting, staging, wire carts, Graybar smart reels, and delivery notifications. We take the hassle out of your job site so you can focus on what you do best, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.